Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun City Hall Bureau. Luke, interesting doings politically right now. Various people are trying to recruit somebody to run for mayor, as if we didn't have a mayor. What's going on here? Why is this happening?
Well, the two main candidates in the race right now are the current mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, and the former mayor, Sheila Dixon. And both of them have a lot of positive things you could say about them, but they have some glaring flaws in many people's eyes. In Sheila Dixon's case, it's her criminal conviction for stealing gift cards intended for the poor. In Stephanie Rawlings Blake's case, it is the riots that broke out in April, and then the tremendous spike in violent crime that we're seeing right now, where we're seeing the highest murder rate that we've seen since the 70s. So there's a lot of people out there that are dissatisfied with these two candidates, that blame them for these things, and want to see somebody else run. So you're seeing a lot of clamoring for different people to get into the race.
What are some of the names that are in the air at the moment?
Well, two people that are very likely to run and probably will be announcing their campaign soon are Councilman Carl Stokes and State Senator Catherine Pugh. They both indicated to me they were strongly considering it, and all indications point to the fact that they will likely run. I believe that Councilman Nick Mosby is seriously considering a race. There's a lot of rumblings about the author and Army veteran Wes Moore, about whether he would get into the race. He had categorically denied it before. Last week, I talked to him and he left the door open for the first time, which, to some people was hopeful, because there's a lot of people that want to see Wes run.
The mayor's difficulty is rooted most immediately in her performance during the riot. Is it deeper than that, do you think?
I think there was dissatisfaction with Stephanie Rawlings Blake before that. Her personality is not the effervescent kind, and many people don't see her as someone who's a sort of a take charge leader, and that was sort of put on display during the riot when many people wanted a take charge kind of leader to be running the city at that moment in time. That said, I think if violent crime had not gone up and was not continuing to go up afterwards, there'd be a lot less complaints. If we had seen a quick drop in violent crime after the riot, I think people would be less concerned. But the fact that we have these murders after murders,
it's probably a little bit early to be assessing any of the candidates, including the mayor, in terms of their standing in polls. So it's really a little bit hard to tell. But if you had a big field, then she might have a chance to prevail over the concerns that there are about her, because that field was split up the vote.
Sure, that's one concern. I mean, there's another young man declaring his candidacy this afternoon, a man named Calvin Young. So that's going to be four people in the race, because we have one person who's already registered as well. We may see a Republican presidential primary size field in this race. We may see 8-12 people who are running. And what does that mean? Is that an advantage for Stephanie Rawlings Blake? Is it an advantage for Sheila Dixon, who has tremendous name recognition? We'll see.
Well, Luke, let's fall back on the idea that it's really early. And we'll see. Let's hope we don't get any kind of a circus primary-like campaign in Baltimore. We don't need that. We need leadership. We always do. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.